Give thanks for the herb. That's for the healing of the nations. This is the beginning of the Weed Man Job podcast, and I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. So, yeah, just out here right now. Niggas ain't come through as usual. So, here we are. This wasn't even really my idea, but I followed through with shit I started. So, we're going to talk about some weed shit, Weed Man Job, just kind of vibe out. Y'all bear with it. Alright, so it's Weed Man Ja and Sid in here. Just really trying to figure out where we gonna go. So, first thing, I was researching and I seen New York is moving on their medical program and their recreational program, but I don't know. New York is just always on some bullshit when it comes to cannabis lately. Think somebody like New York could be the first one to just kind of make it like whatever, just do you without all the red tape and shit. Just let the cards fall how they fall. You know, give some little niggas the chance to really come up.
Wasn't New York like one of the first states though to stop doing heavy convictions?
I think it was Cali, probably. But, I mean, I guess they was one of the first. All the big cities always, you know, into that kind of thing. Like, trying not to fill up their jails with weed heads.
I know, but I'm saying, wasn't it like a ticket?
I mean, my cousin had like 13 weed tickets, like, a long time ago. And I was like, nigga, how the fuck do you not go to jail?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not to really have no legal program. The fact that they did that is a major thing. Because in Georgia, for the longest, you have a gram, an ounce, anything on you, you were going straight to jail, regardless.
I mean, they decriminalized, like, Atlanta decriminalized.
How long ago?
Like 2 years ago.
Exactly.
If that.
I'm talking about New York was giving out tickets way before that happened in Atlanta.
My cousin, he used to be wild and smoking in the park all the time, getting weed tickets. And I'm like, so what happened? You know, he just always be like, oh, you just took my weed. Like, they ain't take you to jail? Like, how the fuck does that work? But,
you know. That's what I'm saying. I feel like New York kind of always had some type of laxness to their rules.
I mean, because they don't want to take a bunch of people to jail for smoking weed, you know, like.
But you think they're going to be strict on their laws regarding it? Like, the selling of it and the processing, like, they're going to allow a certain amount of people to have it?
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying all the, like, in the businesses.
Oh, dispensaries.
Yeah, like, who can sell it? And shit like that. Like, they need to be more relaxed with the regulatory process. So, you know, more regular people, not like major corporations, can get in. Like, they're people who are already there selling weed, who are already doing it, and can start day one, you know, getting a shop and like doing their shit versus, you know, like all the big dudes from Canada, big dudes from Oregon and shit coming in. Starting theirs because they got the jump on everybody.
New York seems like they got their papers, so
that's what I'm saying.
For whoever got the most money.
Yeah, that's not the way to go, I don't think, long term, you know.
I mean, it may not be, but when you just, you know, a money hungry state the size of Cali or New York, what else can you do?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say they money hungry. They get money. They got the New York Stock Exchange.
They're go-getters. They're going to get the money, they're going to get it. They're not going to sit around and play with it.
It ain't about playing with it. I mean, within a very short amount of time, all those people would end up being those big corporations anyway. It's just, who are you letting get the money? That's my thing. Just like here in Ontario, you know what I mean? Who y'all want to give the money to? Some niggas who's already millionaires, or create more millionaires.
The ones who already got the money in their bank account, ready to withdraw, unfortunately. Those are the ones who are making the rules.
I don't understand that way of thinking.
Those are the ones who are making the rules. They want their friends to get in. They don't want the dude, you know, that lives somewhere in a neighborhood they wouldn't even drive by getting in.
Tell me even think they want their can friends uplift to get those neighborhoods.
Yeah, you could, but that's not the world in which we live in. Like how they say, every rich person, if they were to combine their